Well, what a difference a week make.
Had a lot of people say that to me just this weekend. You know, out at the cemetery yesterday morning, preparing for a wedding yesterday afternoon. A week ago, we would have been hanging on for dear life so that our papers and our flowers and so that we ourselves wouldn't get blown away. It's hard to believe how different it can be less than a week later. So we should be well prepared then for the transformation that we are a witness to here today. Two of them actually come to mind. The first one we see in the scriptures, and the second one we see with our own eyes. And both of them remind us that the God who makes the wind blow and then stop and then blow again is the same God who can bring about change in whatever and whoever, if we're open. What a difference a week makes. Or St. Peter might say, well, what a difference a day makes. It's amazing to see Peter stand up and speak so boldly in the first reading today. This is the same Peter who would not even say that he believed in Jesus to a servant girl standing around a fire on the night that Jesus was arrested. At the death of Jesus, St. Peter was scared for his own life, afraid that this new movement, in which he had invested everything, was about to come to nothing. But look at him today. After the resurrection, he has no fear to stand up to those very same people who had killed Jesus and profess that he is the Savior of the world. St. John Chrysostom tells us that the boldness that we see in St. Peter is a significant proof of the resurrection of Jesus. You know, I asked that question to some of you on Easter morning from here. Did Jesus really rise from the dead? Well, I, for one, can find no other reason to explain how St. Peter could be so confident unless he had seen Jesus Christ risen with his own eyes. Now, even St. Peter needed to receive the Holy Spirit at Pentecost to give him a little courage. But Easter Sunday, which is still fresh in our minds, changed everything for St. Peter. What a difference a day makes. Well, I'm really grateful that we have a couple of young people here this morning to remind us that God doesn't need a week or even a day to bring about a remarkable change. No, God, he doesn't need a week. He doesn't even need a day. Now, your parents see how you're dressed so nicely this morning, and they're probably saying, what a difference a day makes. Right. But I'm talking about something more incredible than that.
I'm talking about another change that we will see this morning that will allow us to say, what a difference a minute makes. So before we came in, we looked on that table back outside, and there were two things on the table. What are the two things sitting on the table right now? What's one of them? Not yet. What's sitting out on the table? There's wine on the table, that's right. And what else is on the table? Do you remember? Bread. Yeah, right now on that table, there is wine and there is bread. And you're going to carry them in for us, aren't you? Yeah. But when you receive them for your first Holy Communion, it's not going to be bread anymore, is it? No. It's not going to be wine anymore, is it? What's it going to be instead? What will it be instead? It will be the blood of Jesus Christ, and what else? It won't be bread anymore. It'll be the body of Jesus Christ. That's right. Talk about a remarkable change. Talk about what a difference a minute makes, a moment makes. The wind can change. We watch St. Peter change. And we'll see how bread and wine will change into the body and blood of Jesus Christ. And Jesus
didn't waste any time after rising from the dead to show us that. Now, we just heard my all-time favorite gospel. And how did the gospel start? That very day, the first day of the week, two of Jesus' disciples were going to Emmaus. That very day. The whole thing happened on the same day that Jesus rose. And they didn't recognize him until the breaking of the bread. Now, that means a whole lot more if we understand that in the first century, when they got together for Mass, no one called it Mass. They didn't call it Mass for years and years and years. They didn't call it Mass. The phrase that they used to refer to this event was the breaking of bread. So if you were listening to Luke's gospel in the first century, or St. Paul for that matter, and you heard them refer to the breaking of the bread, immediately what would come to your mind is this. The Eucharist. Which means that on the very first Easter, the same day that he rose, Jesus explained the scriptures, and then he broke bread. Does that sound familiar to anyone else? He explained the scriptures, and then he broke bread. Some of us don't like change, but sometimes we need it. Whether it's in a minute, or a day, or over a lifetime, if it's motivated by the Lord, then let's do it. What a difference a God makes.